Police reform is in focus just about everywhere after the Chauvin trial. Here in Buffalo, there have been some changes in the past year. A no-choke policy, limiting no-knock warrants, the Carroll Horn duty-to-intervene law. But reform advocates are not satisfied and want to take this matter directly to voters, bypassing City Hall. Jeff Kelly of InvestigativePost.org is reporting on this today. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. What is behind this effort? Or who is behind the effort?
Well, there's a coalition of groups, many of whom have, you know, over the past year consulted with the mayor and the Common Council of Buffalo about police reform. And they're pretty well-known groups, at least in the city, like Partnership for the Public Good, the Western New York Law Center, Citizen Action New York. And what they basically have lost hope that Buffalo's elected officials will make this one central police reform that activists have been advocating, which is an independent citizen oversight board with the power to investigate complaints against police officers, to mete out discipline, and even to review departmental policies and budgets. And because they've lost faith in elected officials, they're trying to take the question directly to voters by means of a ballot referendum.
Now, there are different police oversight bodies that are in the city right now. We're talking about something totally separate and run by citizens. Is there examples of this working around the country that they're pointing to?
There are, and there are even some examples throughout the state. Cities like Rochester and Syracuse are trying to implement these. They have tried or are trying to. And in New York City, the Citizen Oversight Panel has substantially more powers than the one than the three oversight bodies there are in Buffalo, none of which really is empowered or actively does these things that they're looking for. And all three bodies in the city of Buffalo are basically determined by elected officials. They are an arm of the elected officials or an advisory board to them. And what activists are seeking here and in other cities across the country is a much more independent body that rises out of the community rather than out of City Hall.
Are city leaders rejecting this independent citizen oversight board?
They've certainly been lukewarm to it, and that's what has, or at least that's what the organizations tell me, and that's why they're going for a ballot referendum, because they don't think that this particular reform, basically what they told me is that when they pushed this reform to elected officials told them, we don't think that's what our constituents want. And so they're looking to basically test that assertion.
Ballot reform, much easier said than done, though.
Oh, yeah, it's really difficult, especially there's a way to do it through the Common Council that's a lot easier. But if you're doing it by yourself, if you're a citizen-led coalition, what you got to do is get signatures by registered Buffalo voters, regardless of party or no party affiliation. They just have to be registered voters. And you need 10% of the number of people who voted in the last governor's election in the city. So that's more than 7,000 signatures. If the Common Council doesn't accept your petition, they've got 60 days once you give it to them, then you can go out and get another 3,500 signatures, actually more than that, and skip them once more, and your question goes on the ballot. But that's a lot of signatures. That's at least 10,000 signatures they need to get. They're aiming to get 10,000 signatures by the first week of July.
And if they did that, would it be on this fall's ballot?
It would be on this fall's ballot. The timing is fairly tight, but yeah, the law governing how you get a ballot question accepted allows for it all to happen in just a few months.
Is it maybe part of the hesitancy by the city to get behind a measure like that? Part of that, could it be who exactly is going to sit on this oversight board? Because there is a difference between, you know, just citizens and everyday people concerned and advocates who are kind of out there and pushing the issue in terms of what they would want to look at and how they would look at different things.
Sure, and certainly that is, if you ask the police union about it, that's their number one concern. Who's going to sit on such a board? And if you ask elected officials, or you ask the mayor, for example, well, the mayor, not just Mayor Brown, but every mayor of Buffalo, is reluctant to create a body whose membership he doesn't control. And, you know, that may be as much a factor of the process of how you choose people is an obstacle for different reasons for different people who oppose the idea.
Has the state attorney general weighed in on this?
Yeah, the state attorney general, frankly, thinks it's a good idea. The state attorney general filed a letter with the mayor at the end of last month saying you should seriously consider this proposal, which was made in great detail to the mayor and the Common Council last summer by its own Buffalo Police Advisory Board, which is one of these three oversight bodies. It advises the Common Council on police matters. It's a citizen board, but all it is advisory. It does a lot of community outreach. It does a lot of policy research, but all it can do is write papers and make reports. They think that what the city needs is oversight with a little more teeth.
I'd have to imagine those advocating for this are out on the streets trying to get support right now, whether that be in signatures or something like that for a referendum on the ballot, because it's top of mind, right? It's back in the public eye, this idea of police reform.
I think so. They just launched this effort, and they tell me that just a couple of weeks ago they started getting petitions out there and getting signatures on them. And that when the weather breaks, obviously we've been having some tough weather the last couple of days, when the weather breaks, they expect to be out in neighborhoods in force, going door to door. Even despite COVID, they're hoping, as I said, to gather 10,000 signatures, far in excess of the about 7,500 they need by July 4th.
It would be rare, wouldn't it, to get a ballot referendum in the city?
It would be really rare. Now, there are, as I alluded to before, there's a couple mechanisms by which, like, a local ballot question can get accepted and printed. The last time it happened was when the council was downsized from 13 members to 9. That was in 2002. And that was done actually sort of with the cooperation of Common Council and the mayor. Different mechanism, much easier. This is hard.
Jeff, thanks so much. It's Jeff Kelly from the Investigative Post. You can read his story at investigativepost.org.